Hi, I'm Emily Martin. I'm your slow hiking guide today. What is slow hiking, you might wonder? Slow hiking is a type of mindful hiking in nature where we are not focused so much on the destination or getting to the end of the trail, but instead we're focused on being fully present, grounded, and completely immersed in the sensations that we're experiencing on our hike. During our time together, I'll ask you to listen to the sounds that you're hearing, to really take in the textures and colors of what you see. I might even ask you to feel things, to smell things, and to check in with your body, your breath, your heart, your mind. And with that, let's get started. Here we are at the Fort Cascades Trail. If you'd like interpretive information about fisheries or the dam or the historical fort, please make sure to check out our audio files. But today, on this journey, I'm going to walk with you along the trail at a leisurely pace. And I'm going to ask you to be really present and aware as you're on this hike. And honestly, it doesn't matter how far you get. The point is to enjoy being out in the woods and enjoy your time along the trail. Remember, the journey is the destination. And so I invite you to enjoy this journey with me at Fort Cascades. As you start along the trail, you'll notice that we're in a forest. There's some picnic tables and some manicured areas, but quickly you actually come into a forest. The first thing I'd like you to notice is the sound that your body is making as it moves through space. Is there a rustle to your jacket? To your pants? Are your feet making a crunching sound as they walk over the gravel? Maybe you're on a bike or in a wheelchair. What sounds are the wheels making as they travel down this trail? Moving a little further beyond our body, what other sounds do you hear? Can you hear the sound of the highway? Can you hear the sound of the river? Are there raindrops falling on your umbrella or on your jacket? What about birds? Squirrels, woodpeckers, what animal sounds can you hear? Can you hear the sound of your own breathing or the breathing of the person next to you? Stop walking for a moment and search out the most distant sound you can hear. Slowly bring your awareness closer and closer to your body and see what other sounds you can parse out. You don't actually have to identify the sounds or analyze them. Simply try to hear the sound itself. Let's start walking again. Notice if there's wind today. Is there wind rustling in the trees? Is there wind caressing your face? A lot of science is coming out now about the benefits to the human nervous system, to our body, and to our well-being from being in the woods. The human nervous system takes a big sigh of relief and actually resets in its rest and digest phase, its relaxation phase, when it hears three things: birds chirping, running water, and gentle wind rustling leaves. Are any of these three present for you right now? Can you hear any of these three? As we head deeper into the forest, I want you to start to become aware of all the different shades of green. Take a look around at the understory. Those are the plants that are growing close to the ground. See what different shades and colors of greens you see. Of course, there's the green of the moss, green of the lichen. If you look up, you can see the green of the trees. You can see the needles of the Doug fir trees, the deep, rich green needles. And if it's springtime, look for the change in color in the needles. The dark green is last year's growth. But if you're walking in the spring, you can see this year's spring green growth on the edges, the tips of all those branches. What I'd like you to do now is take your fingers and find a Doug fir that has its needles close enough to the ground where you can gently touch and experience the texture of these needles. If you're lucky enough to be hiking in the spring, I want you to look at the difference in color between the dark green and the light green. But I also want you to feel the texture and feel how silky smooth that fresh new growth is. But if it's not spring, I still want you to feel the needles. What does it feel like? Maybe you'll find some that are dried up and have turned brown, and some that are green. While you're at it, find some lichen here on a branch and feel the texture of the lichen. Look closely. How many different kinds of lichen are on one branch? Branch I have here has at least four different species of lichen that are just so different. They're so obviously different. There's probably more if I knew more about lichen. Touch the lichen and touch the needles. Feel the texture of all these different species. What's incredible is that our brains are actually wired to feel relaxed when we look at the foliage in the forest. It's So when we look up and we see light coming through and we see the branching structure of the trees and we see the lobes of the leaves and we see the overlapping leaves, this pattern relaxes our brain and relaxes our nervous system and lets us reset to a healthy and well place. And again, I just want to remind you, with this slow hiking experience, there's nowhere you need to go or get to. There's no destination. The destination is just being right here, right now, being present with this experience. The next thing I want you to do is to look for a patch of moss, and depending on the season, it may look very wet and moist and deep green, or it may be dried out and a little more on the crunchy side. The moss may look yellow if you're in the summer or the late fall. I want you to find a patch of moss and go hang out by it. First thing I'd like you to do is put your hand on the moss. What is the temperature of the moss? Is it warm to the touch, cool to the touch? What's the texture of the moss? Is it rough or smooth, soft? How wet is the moss? Is your hand now wet, or is the moss dry? And yes, I am going to have you pet the moss, so enjoy petting the moss. Watch as your fingers go over the moss. See how the moss responds to your touch. I want you to look deeply at the moss. Are there any critters or movement that you can notice? Are there different kinds of moss on your rock? Maybe there's some lichen. Maybe there's different shapes and colors. Get curious. Ask some questions about the moss. How long do you think this moss has been growing here? What animals have visited this moss? Do you think any other humans have paused and petted this moss? Feel free to lie down and put your head on the moss if that's what your body wants to do. And you are invited to relax here by the moss for however long you want. I'm going to keep walking now again down the trail. And again, I find myself listening to the crunch under my boots. I want you now to look for spots of color. See if you can find something pink and something purple. Maybe more challenging, depending on the season. You may have to look more closely to find those colors, pink and purple. But I know you can do it. See what you can find. On this hike, I invite you to touch and feel almost everything. I do want to warn you, there is poison oak here in the gorge. It's not a pleasant experience, especially if you're sensitive to it. There's a few little tricks to know what is poison oak and what is not. The main trick is to remember leaves of three, let them be. So if you're thinking something could be poison oak, you take a closer look and there's a group of three leaves coming off of one little branch, then be careful. Don't touch it. Don't let your pant leg touch it. It's most likely poison oak. What's wild about poison oak is it can be lots of different colors. It can be waxy and smooth or rough. It can be oily or not oily. It can be lobed or not lobed. It can look more like an oak leaf and be lobed. But sometimes it looks more like an ivy leaf. Especially in the Eastern Gorge, we actually have a variety of poison ivy. So the leaves are more ivy-like than lobed. So please be very, very careful. Poison oak can be low to the ground, or it can also be really high and almost like a full bush. It can be all different colors. Well, green, red, orange, yellow, those kinds of colors. And it can even be flowering. At this point, you might see an intersection and a little trail off to the left that brings you to a bench that overlooks the Columbia. Please join me there on the bench. If you're sitting on this bench, you can see the dam to your left, power lines stretching out over Oregon and Washington. In front of you, you'll see the remnants of the Eagle Creek fire, and of course, the mighty Columbia that flows through it all. The invitation now is to watch the movement of the water. Right now, as I'm watching this water, there's foam and bubbles on the surface. Sometimes I like to play with following one molecule of water, one patch of foam, as far as I can. Most likely you'll see some birds and ducks. You might see an osprey or a bald eagle. Most likely you'll see some birds and ducks as you sit here. Maybe an osprey or a bald eagle. Maybe a turkey vulture, which I just learned is also known as a peace eagle. Look out for what there is. It's okay if you don't know what species you're looking at. Just the act of noticing and paying attention is what's important. Listen to the sounds of the water. They can be quite subtle compared to the background noise of the highway. If you had to describe the color of the river today to a friend after you got back home, after this slow hike experience, what color would you say? What's the texture of the river right now? How would you describe the texture of the river? For me here, the river is as smooth as a polished stone, and it's the color of green jade. I suspect the river is really different for you today. Now look at the color of the sky. Again, if you had to describe the color and the texture of a sky, of the sky, right now to a friend, how would you describe it? I want you to notice your body sitting here on this bench. I want you to feel the pressure of the bench on your bum. I want you to notice your posture, your back in space, your shoulders. Just notice where they are. Where they're resting, they're leaning against the bench. I want you to notice that you're breathing. And if you were to describe your breath to a friend, what would you say? What's the quality, texture, pace of your breath right now? What are some adjectives to describe your breath at this moment, right here, sitting on this bench? Notice if you're breathing through your nose or through your mouth. There's no need to change your breath, and there's no right or wrong way to breathe. The invitation is simply to notice, am I breathing through my mouth? Or am I breathing through my nose? And as you breathe here, sitting on this bench, what parts of your body move as you breathe? Can you feel the movement of the breath in your body? Do you notice the rise and fall in your chest? The expansion and contraction in your belly. Imagine that instead of you breathing, your body is being breathed. Air is going in and out of your body. Your body is being breathed. As we sit here in nature, I'd like you to notice that as you're breathing in, there is life all around you. The trees are alive. The fish are alive, the birds are alive, you are alive. So, as you are breathing in, notice life all around, and as you are breathing out, Notice the life inside you. Life all around. Life inside. Breathing in. Breathing out. Life all around. Life inside. I invite you now to get up from the bench and head back to the main trail. If you'd like to thank the river or the bench or the shade for your time there, gratitude is always appreciated. And on the topic of gratitude, as we head back into the trail, let's express a little gratitude for this place, for these trees that give us oxygen. Everything out here that's green is photosynthesizing, providing oxygen for us to breathe, and that's really quite the gift. To come back into the forest, I invite you to pause and check in with how you're feeling. I like to do this by putting one hand over my heart, and sometimes I give my heart a little knock or I tap on my heart just to wake it up a little bit, to remind myself that I have this heart, this precious, tender heart. That's actually doing so much work for me every moment of the day and night. And I'll close my eyes and just check in with my heart. How am I feeling right now? How am I feeling? Whatever feeling arises, it may be just a sensation, a body sensation, it may be a visualization, it may be words that I'm getting for how am I feeling. Whatever arises, validate it. So whatever feeling's coming up, just simply acknowledge it and thank your body for giving you that important information. After I check in with my heart, I also check in with my body. How's my body doing? Might check in with my mind. What's going on in my mind? Is there any mental activity? Or am I feeling calm and peaceful? And I usually come back to the heart and end with the heart. What else am I feeling? What other information do I need to know? And I'll listen for a response. And of course, validate. Whatever arises, validate. I invite you to continue hiking along the Fort Cascades Trail at your own pace. This is the end of the audio recording. It's been really a pleasure spending this time with you. I hope you've enjoyed your experience, and I look forward to being with you on the other trails. Feel free to check out Steigerwald National Wildlife Refuge, the North Bonneville Discovery and Hamilton Mountain Trails, the Catherine Creek Trail, and the Klickitat River Trail. All of those have additional slow hiking experiences and also interpretive audio files. Thanks for listening. Have a beautiful rest of your day.